This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sammy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX. Hour two of the show. We do three of them. And then we hang out for an hour with Dave Glover in the 1 o'clock hour. It is Monday after 11 o'clock, and on this day we have a regular friend who joins the show, political commentator and author of the daily newsletter, So What? Chris Ciliza is with us on KMOX. You've probably seen Chris on CNN. He's been all over the place, and he's with us now. How's it going, Chris?
I always introduce myself as, you've probably seen me on TV, even as strangers.
Hi.
If you're having a customer service issue, do you say, have you seen me on television?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Happy
if you know.
Happy President's Day, guys.
Happy President's Day. I know. We were actually just talking to a professor at Washington University in St. Louis about presidents in general, the office, and the day. How are you celebrating?
Well, did you talk about my favorite president conversation, which is handsomest president?
Oh.
Didn't talk to the professor about that?
No.
That's the best conversation. It's a debate between
Kennedy?
Young Millard Fillmore, Kennedy, and Franklin Pierce.
Oh, was Franklin Pierce good looking?
Oh, my gosh. Franklin Pierce is great looking.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Young Millard Fillmore looks like Alec Baldwin, like a creepy amount. Like, he looks exactly like Alec Baldwin.
All right.
Like, you think it's Alec Baldwin in period dress.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm looking
at... what I'm saying?
Well, I'm looking at old Millard Fillmore, and he looks like current Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Okay.
Have you seen... that, I don't know if you follow football, but Drew Brees, the former quarterback for the Saints, looks exactly like a young Rutherford B. Hayes.
He does.
It's
I have
insane.
Seen that before. It's uncanny.
It's uncanny.
Yes. Yes. This is what I spend a lot of my time doing. Yes.
See, I think this humanizes the political analyst. People
think Franklin Pierce, by the way, only president born in New Hampshire, and there's a college named after him. Okay, that's Pierce trivia.
Did you learn all this about him because he's attractive?
No. Anyway, you probably didn't want to talk about Franklin Pierce in today's segment.
Actually, I don't want to talk about anything else now, to be honest.
He's Franklin Pierce to my heart.
Oh, God. Political pundit, political commentator Chris Ciliza is with us on KMOX. Been a pretty busy week, I suppose, for the Doge Committee that has been headed by Elon Musk. And it's disrupting in a big way And there are people who are fans of the current president who are happy about this. People who are not fans of him and not fans of Elon Musk are not happy about this. So what has the reaction been, you know, from the people who are observing this and trying to do so in an unbiased way? How is this going over?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think is really challenging with covering Donald Trump is there's almost no one you meet who is like, well, I don't really know how I feel about him. You know what I mean? It's sort of like everyone has a very strong opinion. And I think that goes all the way down to sort of what he does. You know, are the executive orders he's issued good? Is Doge good? Is his immigration policy good? It's all sort of a piece. You know, I will tell you, I think it is a little bit different living and working in Washington because so many people my kids play basketball with, people, you know, they're all part of the federal workforce. And so you're seeing a lot of people very uncertain and very stressed out. And so I see it more on a human level. I think if you don't live in and around Washington, you probably think like, oh, those bureaucrats, they're lazy. They don't do anything, like get rid of them. So I think it's like, I think I am in a little bit of a bubble because I see this stuff kind of on a daily basis. And most of these people, I mean, look, the federal government is like any other organization. Of course, there are people in programs that could be gotten rid of. Of course. I tend to think the kind of meat cleaver approach that Elon Musk is using is a little bit, and the glee with which he is getting rid of these people is unseemly, whether you think we should treat the government or not. But again, I sort of recognize I am in a bubble because I live in a place where, you know, the federal government is a gigantic employer.
Yeah, you know, and there are some real issues, and this gets frustrating to me because obviously, for instance, illegal immigration was a big deal. CBS poll leading up to the election showed 74% of Americans were really concerned about the chaos at the southern border and illegal immigration. So obviously, it's something we need to address. President Trump, right, I think, intentionally is chaotic or takes a meat cleaver or says outlandish things that will hit the headlines that really obfuscate the main point of what needs to be taken care of. So instead of focusing on a so-called worst first scenario, like, hey, if there are gang members, right, we need to go after the criminals. Yep. It's like, let's get rid of the 14th Amendment. And it totally muddies the water and sucks all the oxygen away from a real conversation. So have you been able to, in these muddied waters, have you been able to parse anything and say, okay, you know, I guess there were 10 members of this really bad, I think it was a Venezuelan or Guatemalan, or Venezuelan gang, I should say. And you know, okay, good, we got the gang members out. But then you don't hear, it gets completely overrun by some of the, like, we're going into schools. Have you been able to parse through some of that?
It's very challenging, I will admit, because it's also hard to know how much is rhetoric and how much is actually happening. Like, for example, the birthright citizenship, you mentioned the 14th Amendment. So I don't see any way, and I am neither a constitutional expert nor a lawyer, so take what I say with a grain of salt, but I don't see any way that winds up holding up in court, because it is in the Constitution that there's that if you're born here, you're a citizen. And so, you know, for me, I kind of put that one on the back burner a little bit because I feel like, okay, this is going to wend its way through the courts and we'll see. But everyone I talk to who is smart about this stuff says that one is not going to work. That really appears to be a political ploy kind of to make his...
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Space happy, aimed, couched in a legal strategy, if that makes sense. The other stuff, you know, is challenging. And we saw this during the campaign as it related to immigration. You know, I feel like there was a time, and I'm 48, there was a time when I was in journalism where you could sort of agree broadly on the numbers. You could debate what the numbers meant, but you could agree broadly on the numbers. And I felt like during this campaign and certainly in the administration so far, it's like we can't even agree, like, okay, how many people are being deported? Where are they going? Have they committed a crime? Are there ICE agents waiting outside schools? Like, it feels, I hate this word, but I'm going to say it because I think it describes where we are. It feels like we're almost in this like post-facts environment where it's like you can find a number or a quote unquote fact that enforces your point of view. And I will tell you, as someone who's trying to steer kind of an independent, objective way through this, it's really challenging. Like, I'm just trying to find, okay, what do we know? Right? What are the facts that we know? Take away all what Donald Trump says, take away all what Democrats say about him. What do we know? And I will tell you, it is surprisingly hard on immigration specifically, but on a lot of issues to sort of find that. And I find that somewhat depressing.
Chris Saliza is with us here on KMOX, political commentator. Daily newsletter is called So What? And we're talking to him again. And I'm thinking about all these federal agencies that have been either slashed or completely shuttered and wondering what the unintended consequences are. For example, there were the 300 or so nuclear weapons workers who were fired. And I guess DOGE didn't realize these people are monitoring our nuclear stockpiles of weapons, which seems like important. Yeah, it seems like important work. So it seems like there's a lot of unintended consequences of what's happening here. But it also kind of seems like they really don't know what they're looking at when they're cutting all these jobs. They're just looking at numbers.
Yes, I think okay, so I have a couple thoughts. One, I think it is numbers on a spreadsheet, literally. It's like, well, why do we have five of these? Why can't we do it with two? I mean, I would recommend a couple things. One, people should go back and read the stories written right after Elon Musk took over Twitter. Obviously, he then changed the name to X, but when he took over Twitter, he cut 70% of the workforce there. And I think that is very much the model he is using right now. So I would recommend to people, if you want to try to understand what's happening now, go back, and it's not that 2 years ago, I think, go back and read those stories. The other thing on unintended consequences, I came across this week, and there's a wonderful Wall Street Journal piece about the USAID cuts, Agency for International Development, which was sort of the first target of DOGE and has been decimated. What they did is they mapped where people work for USAID, and you would assume, oh, it's all a bunch of Washington bureaucrats. In truth, it is not. That map is available. You don't even need to be a subscriber to the Wall Street Journal. Just search it. It is a lot of people in red states and red congressional districts. And so this is what I'm wondering is, like, what does it look like in the kind of medium term? Like, yeah, sure, getting rid of federal waste, fraud, and abuse is popular. Of course. I mean, you know, like, who's against, like, all these federal employees who do nothing all day? The problem is when you use a sort of shotgun approach and you're just spraying fire, you hit a lot of people who do good work and or are experts in their field. I mean, remember, most of the people in the civil service are people who are not political in any way, shape, or form. Like, they're not political appointees. They're just people who are really experts at one little thing that there's probably 15 people in the country or the world who are experts at, right? So if you get rid of them, I guess there are 14 others, but if you get rid of 13 of those people, then that becomes more problematic. So I think there's going to be a long tail to this, and the unintended consequences, I think, are going to be a huge piece of that story. We're already seeing some of it. I think we'll see more as they continue to cut.
You know, something kind of interesting happened with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. Of course, he used to be a political commentator on Fox. And the National Review actually had a quick hit about what they call the limits of punditry and statecraft, meaning there was real significance when Pete Hegseth suggested on Wednesday of last week that Kyiv should abandon hopes of winning all of its territory back from Russia. Now, if you're a political pundit, it's one thing for me to say it going, man, I don't think this is going to happen. But if you're the Secretary of Defense, there's a whole lot more weight behind your words and could be destabilizing. What was your take on that? And he did have to walk that back.
Yeah, look, I mean, one thing, I think all of this is from the top down. I really do. So look, I remember in 2016, kind of Donald Trump would occasionally say, like, and I'm paraphrasing, but he would say something like, I'm going to be so presidential, you'll be bored. Right. And the insinuation was, OK, well, I'm kind of acting like a celebrity reality TV star here. But if I'm elected president, I'm going to be totally different. Like, I'm going to be serious. And I get the gravitas of the office. And the truth of the matter is he did. Now, I would argue that's a lot of his appeal. People kind of like that he doesn't treat it the way that, like, George W. Bush did or Barack Obama did or Jimmy Carter did. You know what I mean? They like that. But Donald Trump, I would argue, has never really made any change between how he behaved as kind of a celebrity on the outside, kind of offering commentary, and how he behaves as president, right? Like, look at his Truth Social feed. I mean, you know, he's commenting on Taylor Swift getting booed at the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, and so to me, Trump has never really understood that. So I don't know why we would think he would pick someone who understood that. And so I was not surprised by Hegseth because I think that's going to keep happening. You're exactly right. Look, I was on cable TV for a long time, as I tell any stranger who comes up to me. And one of the things that I learned is, like, you know, yes, you can get in trouble for what you say. But, like, if I say something, it's not like Iran is like, oh, you know, whereas if you're the Secretary of Defense, what you say matters. If you're the President of the United States, what you say matters. Donald Trump can move markets. Donald Trump can change other countries' foreign policy, right? I mean, and I think it's the one of the things I struggle with is it appears either they don't know that or they don't care. And I don't know which one it is, but that's challenging because words matter when you're in a position of significant power like Donald Trump and like Pete Hegseth.
Chris Saliza, in one of his most recent newsletters, wrote about what the left is getting wrong about the current Trump administration and how to handle it. I would suggest going to read it. The newsletter is called So What? It comes out every day. Political commentator Chris Saliza with us. We appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Happy President's Day. Take care.
You too.
See you, Chris. That is Chris Saliza with us. Again, every Monday he joins us after the 11 o'clock news. The that hockey game happened over the weekend, and apparently it was madness. Mm-hmm. And apparently the Canadians...
And apparently
the Canadians had a reaction that some of us in the country didn't like. We'll tell you about it next on KMOX.